The next matter on the agenda is change of zone number 1828. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This was submitted on behalf of Coastal Club, aka Marine Farm. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend change of zone numbers 1764, ordinance number 1770. Conditions 17A and 17D to extend time frame from 1 year for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 373 acres, more or less, located on the south side of Beaver Dam Road. Tax parcels are District 334, Map 11, Parcel 5, parcels 395 through 396. The 911 address is not available. At their Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on September 14th, the Planning Commission did hold a public hearing. There was a number of items submitted into the record, both in favor and support in opposition to the application. At their September 28th public hearing, the Planning Commission recommended approval with reasons number 1 through 7. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, Mr. Fuquay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. And I'm representing the applicant, Coastal Club, LLC. With me are Preston Schell with Coastal Club, Zach Crouch with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, and Bobby Horsey, whose construction company is doing the work. This is an application for time extension for the two conditions that were stated, which were conditions of the RPC approval for Coastal Club. Revised condition 17A required construction of sewer transmission systems for the homes located in Jimtown, which is adjacent to Coastal Club, by May 22, 2017, and revised condition 17D required construction of a sidewalk within the northeast side of the Jimtown Road right-of-way by May 22, 2017. And for the reasons I'll explain, we are requesting a one-year extension from May 27, 2017 to May 22, 2018, or approximately 7 months from now, for completion of the improvements. At the planning and zoning hearing, I spent some time explaining the history and the background of the Coastal Club approval because, as you know, several of the commission members were recently appointed and were not aware of that information. But I know that the council members have detailed knowledge of this matter, so I'm just going to summarize our request and then answer any questions you may have. If you recall, the original RPC was known as the Marine Farm. It was approved as an MRRPC in 2005. The original development went into default on its loans in the recent recession. The land was purchased by Coastal Club LLC, who took over as the developer. Again, as you'll recall, there was an outstanding question as to whether residents of Jimtown desired the proposed infrastructure improvements that had been made a condition of approval. And after a rather complicated process, the council settled that issue and required that the improvements be constructed. And that decision was made on August 18, 2015. That decision provided that the developer construct the improvements within 3 years, but it backdated the beginning of the 3 years to the date, the original date that construction started, which was May 23, 2014. So in effect, the 3 years are 36 months, or really only 19 months from the time that the council made the decision. After the council decision, the developer started the rather complicated engineering aspects of the design of the sewer, water, drainage, sidewalk, and road improvements, which were all interrelated. The design had to take into account the limited 50-foot right-of-way, the existence of homes on Jimtown Road with little front yard setback from the road, drainage issues that were associated with the higher elevation of the road compared to the adjacent lots, and then most importantly, the public safety aspect of the improvements. To summarize the problem, the proposed improvements would normally require about 70 feet of right-of-way, but it had to be fit into an existing 50-foot right-of-way. And if you want me more detail about the engineering, I can have Zach Crouch speak about that, but I urge you not to call Zach Crouch to speak about that, because that's your decision. The design process involved area residents, it involved DelDOT, it involved the DENREC, the Fire Marshal's Office, and the Sussex County Engineering Office. I submitted a letter requesting a one-year time extension on April 28th of 2017, and I request to be put on the council's agenda, but I was subsequently advised that we would have to file a formal application to amend the RPC conditions, which was filed on May 9th, 2017. And today is the hearing date on that application. The good news is that since the time we filed the application, DelDOT has completed its review of the road improvement plans, and DelDOT issued its letter of approval on August 10th, 2017. And the DelDOT approval letter indicated that no daytime lane closures would be permitted on Jimtown Road until after the summer. Jimtown Road couldn't be closed during the daytime until October 1st. So we just passed that date. Mr. Horsey's company, as I said, is the contractor. That work did start on or about October 1st. Jimtown Road now is only open for local traffic, and the improvements that are required will be completed on or before May 22nd, 2018. I do want to mention that as part of the DelDOT approval, Coastal Club LLC was also required to post a performance bond in the amount of 150% of the cost of the construction in favor of the state of Delaware. The Sussex County Engineering Department indicated in its review comments dated September 11th that they have no objection to the requested time extension. And as was stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the time extension to May 22nd, 2018 at its meeting on September 28th. So for the reasons stated, we request your approval of the time extension to May 22nd, 2018 for the work covered by conditions 17A and 17D, and that will enable the completion of all the Jimtown Road improvements by that date. We're available to answer any questions you have. If you want any more detail, I'll try to answer.
Any questions from council?
I got just, let me just review. So the condition was placed on it that the sidewalks had to be put in and sewer and had to be done with the original RPC.
What happened was these were off-site improvements that the council couldn't require a developer to do because it would be for private benefit. They were not associated with the actual development. The developer, the original developer, offered these improvements to the residents along Jimtown Road. It was a voluntary offer. That developer requested that they be made a condition so that it would be enforceable, and that is what occurred. There was some disagreement at the time with some of the residents whether they wanted these improvements or not, and the original condition had language in it that said the developer was required to do it if desired by the residents of Jimtown, which of course was an open-ended question. So after Coastal Club purchased the property, that question had to be answered. And that was the revised conditions that the council heard in 2015. That issue was then settled, and the developer was instructed that they were required. The finding was that the residents did desire these things, and the developer was responsible for them. And after that, it just became an engineering problem of getting design and approval.
Okay, so but we got engineering done. We have DelDOT approval, and we've begun work.
Right.
And pretty soon it'll be done.
It's going to be done within 7 months.
Fine. I have no further questions.
Any other questions?
Just curious. If we don't approve, then what? I mean, if I'm actually being very sincere as I say that, I mean, it's kind of a silly question, I guess, because you were at one, you know, required to do it. The deadline for completion is, we've gone beyond that. So I'm actually curious if, from a legal position, if we don't approve this, then what?
Frankly, we would need to take a look at that, and if that's an option, then I would suggest that we defer research what we would need to do in stopping the project.
Right.
Well, I think, logically thinking it through, ultimately you'd be saying to us, no, you have to do it, so we would still have to do it. And then it'd be a question of whether you want to punish us for not having it done, and what I would be saying is that would not be fair because we were given a task that was almost impossible because of the limited 50-foot right-of-way. But back when we were going through this, we were trying to have residents dedicate additional right-of-way, and that didn't go anywhere. So this had to be retrofitted into this 50-foot right-of-way, which involved DLDOT waiving some technical requirements in order to get it done. And then that's all on top of the fact that this was all voluntarily offered.
Sure.
So I think we're at the point where we're going to get this all done before next May 22nd, and that's the good news.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this? Sir?
Come right on down, sir.
Yes.
Sign in, give us your name. And
sign in up here.
Yeah, right up here.
Yeah. Should be a
sign-in sheet there for you.
And if you want to talk and or write at the same time, feel free.
All right.
Or not.
Good afternoon. I'm Gerald Allen. I'm one of the residents of Jimtown. In terms of just what was presented, in terms of extending the time frame to May 22nd, 2018, I'm in favor of it.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm clear. Is there anyone else in favor of this? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition?
Thank you, sir.
Is there anyone here in opposition?
Against it.
And why it's against
it? Is anyone against this?
She is.
Okay.
Yes, won't you go?
All of you can do it.
Yeah.
You for and against?
You've had your...
No, I just want to say, I use my residence upstate as opposed to my Jimtown residence.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Come on down, young lady.
Hi, my name is Rosalyn Allen Eccles. And I have interest in a property on Jimtown Road, and I want to speak in opposition to the change of zoning from it should be AR1 to, I guess now they're trying to change it to RPC district instead of community. And as I understand it, community just relates to their property that they have plots and lots on. And now the boundary of Jimtown would be a part of their project that they would be changing to MRRPC district.
No, ma'am.
No.
No.
No, you're still outside.
No, you're still zoned AR1.
Of it is AR1 according to Mr. Hans Medlars.
Okay.
We met with him.
Pull your thing down.
Sorry.
There you go.
We met with Mr. Hans Medlars, and a portion of the Jimtown properties is zoned GR1, general residential, and then half of it, the back half where the fields are AR1, and some of it, the fields are GR1 and AR1. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea as to when that change occurred because it was AR1 when we started this process. And on the other side of the bridge, just saw the maps with Mr. Medlars. On the other side of the bridge on Jimtown Road, which is all of 285A, property has been purchased, and it's a part of their development. They're trying to change that to MRRPC district, which would mean that the boundary of the town would be changing. Because that is a part of Jimtown.
Well, what this hearing is for today is simply to extend the time frame they have to do the work on the road. Nothing to do, there's no zoning change.
No. Initially, the way it was written on the form, it said there was a zoning change.
So as it originally began with a change of zone application, to amend it, it still comes through as a change of zone application. However, there is no land proposed to be rezoned. It just references that it is currently an MRRPC. The proposed zoning is still an MRRPC, so that doesn't actually change. It's just to amend a condition that is associated with that original change of zone, which is an MRRPC. So no land is proposed to be rezoned with this. It is just to consider an amendment to the condition 17A and 17D.
The only reason I'm mentioning it is because when Mr. Hans Medlars showed us the map on the side of Jimtown Road, on the other side of the bridge, next to Robinsonville Road, the property that was a part of, that Mr. Thompson owned, was AR1. And now, on the map, it is showing that is MRRPC, and now, if they're changing the land that they have off of 285 to MRRPC district, that they're trying to also add that in as MRRPC district as well. And district meaning that it would be a part of the your sewer district. We didn't want that because initially it was just the community. And it's also changing the outline of the town. And it's a part of Jim Town. And I don't know who changed the boundary so that a part of 285A is now a part of their development as opposed to a part of the Jim Town.
Ms. Cornwell, can you bring a map up, please, and show us all these zonings? And
she's talking about,
Clarify.
So we know exactly what we're talking about.
Pretty hard to do, isn't it?
Let's see how good our website is.
See how good she is.
See how good she is with her website. On the cuff.
And the two properties at the end, that's all of their property now, but the two properties at the end of the road, of Jimtown Road.
Where would they be? Which, now, see if you can
point them out.
Right there?
These two?
Yeah, this one and this one.
Those two.
According to Mr. Medlar's map the other day when we met with him, are being changed from AR1, which means that you'd have to preserve a bunch of trees and everything, and it would be different than the MRRPC district, which means that the zoning code would make it more urban. It could be more urban. The size of the buildings could be larger. The things that are placed in there could be larger, and that's why we're not for changing the zoning.
We're not changing any zoning today.
How's it zoned today?
Currently, it's AR1.
And on his map, when he showed it to us, it was changed.
Ms. Griffith, can you see if you can find Mr. Medlars?
That would be awesome.
And have him come on down.
And tell him to come down with his map.
Yeah.
ASAP.
I'm so sorry, but
We're just looking at extending today the time.
I was going to get to that as well.
Well, get on that now because this what you're talking about, I don't think is part of what we're doing today. Yeah. We're not even.
Well, actually,
we'll just try to clarify it for you, but I don't think it's on topic, but
well,
I could be
actually,
wrong.
If you're putting the if they're planning on putting that pumping station there, it's on topic as well as what's zoned for that particular area and the amount of trees and everything. But I'm going to go back to why I came up here. Mr. Fuquay started by talking about how this all progressed, and I take issue with some of the things that were said, so I want to go back and go over the history again. I'm going to make it short, but I'm going to make it accurate because I'm going to be reading from the records. Initially, the ordinance 1770, when it was proposed, said the applicant shall provide the improvements that they offer the residents of Jimtown as described in their letter of November the 18th, 2004. Well, there was a problem because when it was first mentioned, the first letter that they had in the ordinance was October the 11th, 2004's letter. And then when it was pointed out at one of the planning and zoning meetings, then they put down the November the 18th letter. And that's where some of the confusion came in from the very beginning. In the October 2004 letter, it stated, it was to Mike Miller, it stated that thank you very much for the time. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read the portion that it's has to do with what's going on today. It says, thank you very much for the time taken by you and the other Jimtown community members to meet with us to discuss the details and detail your concerns with the impact of our proposed marine farm community. Based on our discussion, we are providing this letter to document our commitment to provide certain improvements associated with the Jimtown community that you all agree would mitigate your concerns. Naturally, these improvements are subject to review and approval by all regulatory agencies and involve private utility companies. In addition, all improvements that affect any Jimtown lot must be agreed to by all Jimtown lot, home, and parcel owners. If any improvement will affect the property not owned by a Jimtown Homes lot or property owner, then the Jimtown resident must secure the written approval of such property owner in order for Marine Farm LLC to provide such improvement. The improvements that will be provided by Marine Farm LLC are as listed, and then they listed sewer, water, streetlight, sidewalks. Then came the November the 18th letter, where it got complicated. Everybody saw where it said all. It was a part of the records that were in planning and zoning. Someone made a note of it. They put down all, and they had a little line to it showing, oh my God, it says all. They all had to agree that they wanted these things. Not that we all had to agree that we didn't. We all had to agree that we wanted and secure in writing from our other people on the street that these things would occur. So on November the 18th, there was another letter written to the residents of Jimtown. It says, based on our greater understanding of your concerns, we're providing this letter to document our commitment to provide all of the following improvements associated with the Jimtown community to the extent that the residents of Jimtown want them. Naturally, these improvements are subject to review and approval by all regulatory agencies. The improvements that will be provided by Marine Farm are as follows. And then again, it's sewer, water, streetlights, and sidewalk. I am the person who mentioned the fact that it said all in the initial October the 11th reading. And it was also a part of the ordinance. Now it has been changed so that the meaning became a little more murkier, so there was a little more wiggle room. Before, it was very clear as to what it was stating. We all had to agree that we wanted these improvements in order for them to occur. So people are wondering, why does this woman keep coming up here stating that, you know, you're doing something that the people don't want? We did not all have to agree. The majority of us agreed that we did not want them. We signed a petition, which was recognized by this body.
May I clarify? You just made a statement that you said that the majority had voted against these improvements.
Exactly.
Not voted in favor of them, but against them.
Exactly. And we had a petition stating that. So, Mr. Key, at the time, wrote a letter because he received our petition stating, as you are aware, the Marine Farm property was rezoned by Sussex County Ordinance number 1770 with conditions including several that pertain to Marine Farm LLC, providing certain improvements for the residents of Jimtown. You are also aware that Marine Farm LLC wrote numerous letters to the residents of Jimtown, both before the zoning approval, committing to the improvements, and afterwards in an effort to follow up. Subsequently, we have reviewed communications from the Sussex County Engineering Department to the concerned citizens of Jimtown, a memo from the Assistant County Attorney to the Engineering Department, and the actual petition submitted to the county by the concerned citizens of Jimtown. The petition states, we, the property owners of Jimtown, are formally declining any and all proposed improvements listed in the October the 11th, 2004 letter to Mr. Mike Miller from Mr. Frank M. Key, Vice President of Operations for Coastal Club, formerly Marine Farm. Our intention, as evidenced through numerous letters and public testimony, has always been to provide the improvements to the extent that and only if all of the residents of Jimtown agreed to them. We absolutely do not want to force any of the improvements on the residents of Jimtown. Thus, please consider this letter as a formal request by Marine Farm LLC to the County Council to revise the conditions such that the wishes of the concerned citizens of Jimtown as stated in their petition of Sussex County are met. And then it went on to delete sewer, water, streetlights, sidewalk, Jimtown road improvements. It said delete all but the first sentence, which meant they were only going to go over the existing road with the existing road, not widen the road, not move it over 6 feet, which no one knew that this was going to happen. And take out, even though it's considered a part of the right-of-way, no one knew that it was going, the roadway was going to be moved over 6 feet towards people's homes. So we got to this point, and people are saying, well, it was unclear what was stated. It was evident to Mr. Key. It was evident to Sussex County Engineering. It was evident to the assistant county attorney. Everyone understood that we did not want this. And they understood that the majority of people didn't want this. And they also understood that we have been coming here and asking people to please recognize our voice. Somehow our voice has been taken away from us, and in its place, the developer is speaking for the citizens of Jimtown, the majority of citizens, the people who signed the petition. There were three or four people who showed up at a county council meeting and said, after signing the petition, saying, well, we want this. It didn't matter that the three or four showed up and said that they wanted these improvements, because the majority of people's names were still on the petition showing that we did not want these things to occur in the town, because it culturally is going to change the whole context of our town, moving the roadway over, moving the ditches, just having the zoning changed, and then first starting with the two properties at the end, it can then morph and change how things are going to happen in Jimtown. We've seen it occur, and this is an aside, in West Rehoboth. We've seen it occur in Belltown. We are not interested in this occurring in Jimtown. We would like to maintain the integrity of our town. There are those who are saying that they did not understand what was obviously clear. This man is saying that, you know, it is clear to him what our intentions are. The other So in 2015, there's a meeting at our church, Belltown Church, John Wesley Church. People came and said, it's a done deal, it's over with. You don't have a right to speak on sewer, water, street lights, and sidewalks. It's all been decided. It's all done.
Who made that comment?
The individuals that made those comments were initially the planning and zoning attorney, Mr. Roberts, there was almost a fight between two individuals at the meeting in the church, because I kept going back to the fact that, wait a minute, it's not just streetlights and sidewalks that we still have the ability to say that we don't want. It is also water and sewer. He said it three times, but because of the animosity that arose from the fact that First State Community Action was brought into to go around our petition and to have another vote so people could have it say what they wanted it to say, that's why the wordplay has been changing, morphing little by little. A word like all has been deleted. All. And that's not just me saying it, it's in writing. So what I'm saying is, he said it, I corrected, he said, okay, yes, you still have a chance to vote on this, or you still have a say on this, but because other people, other voices kept saying it was over, you asked me who else, Mr. Shep was one of the people who was saying it was over, but then he also called and said to me, Roslyn, you know, you want to get together with Mrs. Devers to see if you can and get together to change this, because he wouldn't have anything to say about it after a certain date. So December the 20th, Roslyn, just checking to see if you have a chance to reach out. I have a similar message on my phone. Just checking to see if you have a chance to reach out to Councilwoman Devers to set up a meeting sometime during the week of January the 6th. This is in 2013 to discuss the concerns of the residents of Jimtown have relative to the required improvements the county has imposed upon us as the developer of Coastal Club. The county finally agreed to permit us to include the construction plans for these Jimtown improvements in phase one of Coastal Club. However, they mandated that I send them a letter committing to the improvements in phase two, see attached, which we intend to submit in late March, early April 2014. So we have between now and then at that time to get these conditions altered or removed. After that, my hands will be tied and I will be forced to add sidewalk, sewer, public water, light poles, and the rest to Jimtown. We have been saying that we don't want this. People have been telling some people, you know, it's written in stone, you're going to have this. We have been saying, asking, begging people to listen to us that we do not want these things in our town. It's not because we are, you know, we're not progressive, that we don't want to protect the environment. We've been doing so for over 200 years. The problem is that with the sewer coming in, the sewer lines coming in, although this body can say that we don't have to connect, ultimately it is the Generac that says whether or not we will be permitted or granted permits for sewer to have individual septic or individual sewer systems and individual water lines. And also, for those people who can't afford that, what it means is if those lines are in the roads, they no longer qualify for federal or state or county grants to actually have these systems replaced. So as a personal note, which is going to be a part of the public record, I recently had to have, I live in Kent County, and I recently had to have less than 15 feet of sewer line replaced at my home because of a blockage. It cost me almost $7,000. And that was just for less than 15 feet. And I did some overkill. I got 5 bids. But what I'm trying to say is for those people living down lanes, for those people living further than 15 feet off of the roadway, the connection fee that the developer is offering to pay, which when we started out was $3,000 and I think now $6,000 or $6,300, that's only the connection fee to the hub in the roadway. But from that hub to the person's home, that individual is going to have to pay to have that put in. We have said that it is going to cause financial stress on people like my mother, who is 90, my aunt, if she had to do it, who's over 90. Other people, a lot of the people are retirees. Now, people are thinking, well, you know, the town is dying. We've been there for 200 years. We have other people who are moving in, younger kids who are coming in. We don't want the lines in the road because that means that these individuals are going to have to incur that financial burden. We'd like to be able to say how we're going to spend our money and when we're going to spend our money and not have to spend it because we're connected to these lines indefinitely. So that those were our concerns before. There still are concerns. I'm asking that an extension not be granted because we never wanted these things. The majority of us never wanted these lines to begin with. And in addition to that, if anyone had told us back in 2003, when this whole process started, that they were going to move the roadway over towards people's homes, everyone would have probably said, oh, you know, heck no, 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 which most of us did in the first place anyway, the majority of us. So all I'm saying is everyone is aware, including Mr. Shell, that was his email to me, even Mr. Shell was aware of it. Here's another.
Can we ask Mr. Hans, because he's showed up. Can we jump to that right now? Because we want to get that to the extension, if you're supportive.
Okay.
And you did mention it, finally, about the extension. You're not in favor of it. But let's get Hans on here to get that question answered so he can go back to work, if you don't mind.
High-dollar man sitting right there.
Couldn't take any more.
I guess, Mr. Medlar, if you'd come forward. There's some confusion. We're not talking about anything except time extensions.
Yeah, yeah.
They've met with you. You talked about something about changing zoning on something, so we're told.
the two properties here at the end of Jimtown Road that you had when Tim and I, Tim Harmon and I came to meet with you, that you had were being changed to MRRPC as a part of their development. RPC district, so sorry, not community, but district.
The only thing we did was just pulled up land use, and the land use said RV, and that's what it was, and not anything else or anything different. If you pull up this land use here, it says AH. So Janelle, Ms. Cornwell can probably explain better what that is.
The land use classifications actually are tax codes that assessment applies to land, to the properties as how they tax the properties. So if you have questions about that, but the property that you were referring to are still zoned AR1.
I understand what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying. I wasn't talking about taxes. What I was talking about was the fact that when we were in Mr. upstairs in the conference room, those two properties had changed over to yellow and they were a part of the MRRPC.
No, they were not.
I wish Tim was here. So we were at...
We looked at the same map. We looked at the online map. I have no control over the online map.
There, I hear what you're saying.
It was never yellow is what he's saying.
I understand that.
No, what she's confusing it. Let's go to
I know primary colors.
The sewer district.
I'm not confused about primary colors. Okay. It was yellow.
He can't... So you're saying...
Well, he can't change that, trust me.
I hear what you're saying, and I also heard that there were 70 homes coming.
Well, that could be permitted as a AR1 use.
But hold on, when you say heard, who told you that?
Mr. Hans Medler,
okay.
Right here.
Okay.
Yep.
We were talking about this here, the last phase of the Coastal Club, which is...
Hans, you want to speak in that microphone?
The last phase of Coastal Club, and the one thing which... Ms. Eckert's questioned back and forth whether the property here is owned by Coastal Club or not. And I said, it's shown to be owned by Coastal Club. And she debated whether that was the case or not. And
I didn't debate whether it was owned by Coastal Club.
Your and my recollection might be different.
You
said it was owned by the person who has the adjoining property. That's my recollection.
But the bottom line is there's no zoning change occurred. What you see on that map today is current as we speak right now.
Well, that's good to know that it has not been changed, because when I saw it, the primary color was not green but yellow.
No, it hadn't been changed, and as we said earlier, that's not part of what's posted today. This is only a time extension.
When you look at this here, this is the areas we turn the sewer district, and when we discussed it, certain parcels here are not in the sewer district. They can't be served, and she and I had this discussion. Even they can have sewer service, but they're not legally in the district. They have to be brought into the sewer district.
And that's what we were talking about. We were talking about the sewer district, and because those other two properties are on Jimtown Road, and you have to ask to be a part of the district, and the boundary lines, we wanted to make sure that the boundary lines for the properties that were on Jimtown Road weren't included in the Coastal Club property. I mean, even though they own it, are still considered a part of Jimtown and not considered
that is the
boundaries.
The discussion was, are these pieces part of Jimtown or not? I have no opinion on this one way or another. What I showed her is, and you can see it now here clearly, these two parcels are in the sewer district.
In the sewer district.
These pieces are not in the sewer district.
And the question is, how did they become a part of the sewer district? Because initially, he didn't own the property at the end. They didn't own it when we started this. One of them was owned by a Mr. Wall. And I don't know, I know Mr. Thompson owned the one where they were talking about that Southern Delaware Therapeutic Horseback Riding Facility. And the one that's around the triangle, I know they own that because our relatives own that. It was 44 acres, and they sold it back in the 60s or something like that, unfortunately.
They're both owned by the same entity, by Eddie Marine LLC.
But initially, they didn't own the one at the end of the street when this all started.
But anybody can make the petition to be annexed into the sewer district, and if council grants it, it gets annexed into the sewer district.
I thought that a whole town, a whole boundary had to be part of
the boundary. Could be a, one parcel can be a boundary.
Sure.
You can ask for one parcel, or you can ask for a number of parcels. You get whatever the boundary is becomes is the boundary.
All you have to do is be contiguous.
So here you see they are contiguous. That's why the colors, and I'm slightly colorblind, I have to admit. But I can see that these three are all the same color. They're a different color than this. The remainder of Jimtown Road is not in the sewer district.
Right.
And unless they ask for it to come in, they're not.
Janelle, is there any zoning changes on any of those down here on these two pieces? The one that's highlighted in yellow is.
Not that I'm aware of. Are there any applications for a change of
they've
zone?
They've been included in the sewer district, but there's no change of zones. They're right now currently.
Not that I'm aware of that there is a change of zone.
AR1,
they are currently
and
zoned
they can
AR1.
Be developed as AR1 properties.
Correct.
Okay, right.
So if I understand what we're saying, the houses, the location in pink up there on Jimtown Road are not in the sewer district.
Affirmative.
We're putting sewer and water and street lights and whatever down the road, but certainly if the person's not in the district and they don't request to be in the district, they never got a hookup to it.
We cannot require them
sure.
to connect.
That pipe just lays there forever.
The county can't, but Deneric will not give permits for people if they have lawns in front of their yard.
That's at their discretion. We discussed about it.
And Deneric has already said it.
You may see where a replacement of a septic system could cost $15,000-$20,000 and hook it up to sewer is cheaper and then you don't have a problem. People then have a choice that they can do that. And I think that's in their best interest.
It's
in
not
the long,
cheaper. We already priced
no,
it out. I'm just saying it's not
cheaper. They change regulations all the time. I don't know. I'm just saying. I have seen $15,000 plus sewer or septic systems nowadays out there.
I understand what you're saying. I didn't come here
because location of wells, all kinds of things come into the play.
Right. And what I'm trying to say is, it is more expensive for individuals
okay.
to have
the council. I can remember sitting here having to vote whether to impose that condition on that thing to give the sewer and the water and all that stuff, the street lighting. I voted yes because I thought it was in the best welfare of the community because of for safety, health, and welfare. I mean, obviously, street lights are a benefit. Sidewalks are a safety issue. And sewer and water are all good things. And anyway, so we thought, nobody said you had to hook up. So I think in the long run, that kind of helped
street,
both ways.
For the street lights, everybody had lights before these other lights were put on the street. Everybody in Holtown had lights. So we didn't need those. As far as the sidewalks were concerned, when we spoke with DelDOT, what they told us was it didn't initially, the design of the, as far as public safety was concerned, there had to be a 5-foot swath of a shoulder, 5-foot shoulder, 5-foot swath of grass, then a sidewalk in order to provide public safety, to make it safer. The design now is not safe having it right next to the road. It's just the sidewalk next to the road.
Any sidewalk's better than no sidewalk. Would you agree?
No,
okay.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Because if you're walking on the side of the road, it's the same as a sidewalk. If there's, but what you're saying is you're moving the road 6 feet closer to people's homes.
State did, yes. I guess
six
state
feet
did.
Closer to people's homes. That's an emissions issue. People breathing. It's a.
Okay.
Why someone would think that would be better for people to have the emissions 6 feet closer to their homes instead of 6 feet away? Moving the ditches and over to people's homes, already knowing that the sidewalks are so close to people's homes, like in the case of my cousin Arnia Kemp's house, and she can walk right out of her house to step on the sidewalk now because of what's happening. And one of the reasons why we were told that the sidewalk was being moved over or the roadway was being moved over was because of the gravity line. Part of it having to be forced in and too close to the water line, so it would have to be encased. That was one of the things that we were told by Dr. Dennison, is that his name? Dennison, with Deneric. So it had little or nothing to do with us. It had more to do with the fact that the water line and the sewer line were so close together that it had to be encased and it had to be moved over. So throwing people a bone, giving them a sidewalk where they're right next to the road was not a good deal. In addition to that, we also priced out the cost for, first of all, no
okay,
one,
we're doing the extension today.
The majority of the people did not want water. And that was being, it's a private entity, and as the gentleman stated before, it's something where the other individuals were benefiting from, like Mr. Esposito would be benefiting from the fact that it's already been decided that we were a district back in the 70s. And so he would be getting funds from that whether we wanted it or not. Someone just has to come through and test our water and say that we're not in compliance and had people start to connect. But we are in compliance because we actually had our water tested ahead of time, so we'd have a baseline. But I'm just trying to say that I appreciate the fact that council is looking out for the public welfare of individuals. I appreciate their thinking well around these issues. I would appreciate if council thought that we as individuals could think well around our own welfare and think in terms of looking at the finances involved, our individual finances, our collective finances, we met as a community, and also look at the fact that we checked into how much it would cost, did a cost comparison between public sewer and...
You were very passionate about what you stand for, because I've heard you many
times. And we had
I understand your position.
And we had individuals come and speak on this. Individuals who are in the field. We just didn't come up with something off the top of our head.
I
thank you and...
Before you walk away, Mr. President, may I ask one quick question?
You certainly may.
Well, George, it's pretty relevant because there's an accusation... Per your words, that this community does not want these, and you said that there is a majority and there's written proof of that.
Yes.
And yet, if I recall back in 2015, we all made a decision, made a vote based on the contrary to that.
Yes.
So to me, I mean, we have testimony here. I'm not sure how we even address it, Mr. Moore, or not, but, or I don't know the answer to that, but I mean, I don't know what the record says. I don't know.
The only thing before us today is the extension and whether it's not back on the original merits. That's been decided the last vote that was taken, so it's strictly the extension today.
Okay.
And my thing is that I would hope and pray that an extension is not given because it never should have been granted based on the wishes of the individuals in the community, based on extensive research on our part and extensive investigation as to the pros and cons of this and having individuals come in and speak to us. Mr. Esposito was one of the people. We had people from Deterrec come in, people from DelDOT come in. We had individuals from Dr. Robert Ames from the University of Delaware talking about the cultural concerns regarding our community. We had, so what I'm trying to say is we didn't just come at this blindly. We just didn't come here and just start talking off the top of our heads. We've been deeply involved in this since 2003. And I would hope and pray that people would take into consideration our concerns and say absolutely no to the extension because it never should have been granted in the first place. Based on what people told us they were going to listen to, and that they were going to take our views into consideration from the beginning. And that has not happened. People are talking for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, leave the public record open or close upon the council's desire, and we can proceed on to vote.
We'll close the public hearing. Anyone want to keep the record open for any purpose? Hearing nothing, we will close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plan community to amend change zone number 1764 of ordinance number 1770, conditions 17A and 17D, to extend the time frame 1 year for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 373 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Make a motion.
Make a motion. We approve
the
motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Arlette, to approve change of zone number 1828 with the changes of conditions 17A and 17D for reasons 1 through 7 is read in the public record of planning and zoning. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Based on what's before us here today, just an extension of something that was approved upon by this council back in 2015, if I'm not mistaken, correct? I'm focused on what's in front of us here today, and though I respect and appreciate the words and testimony that was provided today, it's the first time I've ever heard in 2+ years that there was a question about any particular vote. But that's not on the agenda. What's before us today is this extension, and I will vote in favor of it.
Mr. Burton.
Per planning and zoning's recommendation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor of the motion per planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes in favor of P&Z's recommendation.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, yes, I'll vote also yes to support the extension with the conditions 1 through 7.
I also vote yes for change of zoning 1828, changing the conditions 17A and 17D. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I'll be at the motion carried. We're adjourned.